good morning, and happy Wednesday. I want to read to you this morning, Hebrews 10, 23 to 24, growing closer relationship with God and one with one another. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to wake up another day. We worship you. We adore you, and we place no other one before you. Thank you for guiding us, for we know when we awake upon you and not our own strength, we will be one. You will love us, and all more important, overcome the power that we age us to do. Keep us running race, Lord. Set us before you. Thank you for allowing us to be here again, Lord. Thank you for the Artist International now, which is Artist Life with the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, and their vision. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their vision for this team, this call. We love you. We adore you. We thank you for the speaker about to download the information this morning that will go out and we can be able to share one another. Lord, we pray for the TMC warriors and friends and family that join us this morning, Lord. We thank you for, we pray for the nursing home, the hospital, Father. Go by and touch somebody's room. We pray for the bereaved family. Oh, Lord, we pray for the bereaved family, 180 Crab, Dr. Vanessa, P.K. Robs, Dr. Vanessa. We just pray for them this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord, give us the strength. Give us the strength to give this morning. God, you will supply all our needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you. Have a good day.
God bless you, Minister Cynthia Cox. We thank God for you. We thank God for your Jesus joy from the Bronx. Thank you for your prayer and seating and greeting us this morning. We appreciate you, my sister. Well, good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. This is Minister Ada Grace, and I am greeting you with the warmest of kingdom greetings from Brooklyn, New York. If this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's all right, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our call and ministry. This call was founded back on October 25th in 2010 by two awesome and amazing women of God. As I mentioned, Dr. P.K. Roberts of the Super Fantastic Life and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. It was founded on the scripture found in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13, "But I cry out to you, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So as you just heard, Minister Cynthia prayed us, and at the end of the call, we going to pray, have a closing prayer. And then on every Friday, we take your praise reports and your prayer requests live. So if you're able to stay on the line for part two on Fridays, we invite you to do that. Now, right now, we're in the middle of a corporate fast up into January 21st. Some of us are going on a 21-day fast corporate, and some of us are even stretching and going 40 days. And what I would like for you to do is to visit our website for our prayer initiatives. One of our prayer initiatives is for you to pray for our company for at least 7 minutes. And right there on the website, it tells you what we're praying for during this time, what we're believing God. And if you have never fasted before, we invite you to jump on. If you are just learning about this, it's not too late. If you can only do it for a day or a couple of days, join us. because we know that when you pray, things happen. Things don't just happen, but because they are birthed in prayer, so we invite you to join us on our corporate prayer. And our website is www.themasterscall.net. And then we have an email, so if you're not able to join us on Friday or you want to submit your praise reports or our prayer requests via email, you can do that by sending us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. Now, the common thread or vehicle that brought us together is a phenomenal health and wellness company by the name of Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life. This company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And if you're not familiar with our company and our amazing products and our awesome opportunity, then we do ask for you to get back to the person who introduced you to this call. And then immediately following the TMC call, we have the morning motivational call. And that's headed by a group of dynamic leaders that train us, empower us, educate us, and help us in our business. And so that call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-pound. Now, many of us are so excited because we're getting ready that all roads are leading to Los Angeles, California for the Artist Extravaganza, bridging the gap between our English-speaking market and our Spanish-speaking market to come together as one family, one La Familia, and that is taking place March 3rd through the 5th. You don't want to miss it. You want to be there. And so you can check your back office for more details, register, and not only bring yourself there, but bring members of your team, members of your family. It's going to be an amazing event, and you don't want to miss it. Well, I think I have given you the information that I need to give you at this time. But there is a bridge number. There is an updated bridge number that if you have the carrier of T-Mobile or Metro PCS, we understand that there are some between those two you're being charged. So to buy, there is a bypass or bridge number that you can call first, and then it'll ask you for the conference number and password. So that number, this is an updated number, is 720-477-5046. 720-477-5046. So when you're sharing these numbers, these conferences with friends and family, if they have those as the carrier, give them the bridge number to dial first so that they won't be charged for the call. Well, now I am so excited and so delighted that I get the privilege and the pleasure to introduce our mouthpiece for this morning. Well, she is absolutely no stranger to the call. She is one of our very own prayer warriors here at the Master's Call. She's my homegirl from Chicago, Illinois. I'm speaking about evangelist minister Wanda Walker. Let me just give you a little brief from her bio. Evangelist minister Wanda Walker accepted the Lord as her personal Savior way back in 1984 at Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the leader of Elder Jerome Laurie, the senior pastor of the church. She was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, the Lord led her to the Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the great late Apostle Richard D. Henson in Chicago, where she currently serves as an ordained minister. I want you to visit our website and find out more, but let me tell you, this woman is a powerhouse. She has a great excitement for the Lord. She loves him with all her heart, mind, and soul. She loves the people of God. She loves to share, encourage, and pray. And I consider it a privilege and an honor to bring to the front of the line my dear friend, my dear sister, evangelist, minister, Wanda Walker. Are you there?
Yes, I am, my sister.
God bless you. It is a pleasure to hear your wonderful voice. You can now take it away. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you as well. Well, praise the Lord, TMC family. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord, first of all, for Pastor V, the Mother Eagle, the prophet, the teacher, oh my God, all of the above. I can go on and on, but I thank God for you. I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank God for the both of you answering the call. Thank God for what he is doing in your life and for what he is going to do. You all are much needed in the kingdom. So I thank God once again for the yes that was down on the inside of the both of you. Thank God for my sisters and my brothers. Thank God for artists. I thank the Lord for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank God for what he is doing with artists and for what he is going to do. God is so good. Thank God for us coming together in the artist life business. Looking forward to seeing all of you. NLA. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I come to you thanking you and praising you for an opportunity to come before your people. Lord, move me out of the way and you get in the way. Speak through my lips and let me decrease, but you increase. In Jesus' name, let something be said. Let the word be heard. Let it bring root. Bring forth good fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to go to the word of the Lord. The title of this sermon is Keep Your Joy. Joy is a glad feeling, glad behavior, strong feeling of pleasure, happiness, something that causes gladness or happiness. A state of happiness, especially we all are happy about Jesus. We are happy about heaven. That's our goal. We want to go to heaven. It's also an expression of happiness, an outward rejoicing. Well, praise the Lord, my sisters. We're going to go to the word of the Lord, Psalms 51 and 12. And in Psalms 51 and 12, David said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit." You know, sometimes you can allow the devil to steal your joy. And when trials and tribulations come, sometimes, you know, the trials might come and it might not knock you back. You might be able to just, you know, come back right away. Some of the trials might hit you and almost knock you down, but it won't. Then some of the trials come and it just, them storms just kind of push you back. And you kind of get into a comfort zone and you don't do what you need to be doing. Well, David, when he fell into sin, he, one thing about him, he kept going to the Lord. He repented. He asked the Lord to restore back to him. Well, some things had happened to me in the past, and I end up having to go to the Lord and ask him to restore back to me the joy of my salvation. Sometimes I would look at what's going on in the church. I look at people, and you can't take your eyes off of the Lord. Even in the midst of the storm, you got to continue to look to the Lord. Well, I thank and praise God. When I asked the Lord to restore back to me the joy of my salvation, he did it. And I told the devil, when the Lord restore me, once he restore me, you will never, ever be able to steal my joy again. I don't care what happens in my life. You will not get my joy. Because in the word in Psalm 16 and 11, the word says, restore. David said in Psalm 16 and 11, he said, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, thy are pleasures forevermore." In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. We can have that joy when we in his presence. When we come out of his presence, the enemy is coming to steal that joy. He's going to attack us because he know that if he get our joy, he got us. But, oh, no, devil, you will not get my joy anymore. The Lord said when you catch a thief, he must restore sevenfold. Then in Luke 15 and 7, you know, the Lord, the angels rejoice over one sinner that repents more than 99 righteous. Where the devil, when he comes to steal your joy, your focus is not really on winning the souls. Your focus is on the problem or the situation or whatever the issue is. That's where your focus. But the Lord, he don't want our focus on whatever is happening. He wants us to continue to focus in on being, hallelujah, what he wants us to be. So when that devil came, I was to let him know, you ain't getting my joy. You can't have it. You didn't give it to me. So you cannot take it away. 15:7 says, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." So I got to be about my Father's business. So I have to keep my joy. I can't let the devil have my joy. John 15 and 11 says, and he said, a certain man had two sons. I'm sorry, it's John 15 and 7. And it reads, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. These things, the 11th verse, have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. God wants his joy to remain in us. When our joy remain, when his joy remain in us, we able to conquer anything. The joy is going to remain long as you are obedient. You're going to have joy and peace when you're obedient. When you're not obedient, you're not going to have joy and peace. John 16:24 says, ask and you will receive the joy. Ask that my joy be full. I want God's joy to be full in me. Romans 14:7, it's joy, it's peace in the Holy Ghost. Galatians 5:22 is the fruit of the Spirit. You have got to have joy. No matter what happens, you got to hold on to your joy. James 1:2. James said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Count it all joy when that enemy, in other words, attack you. When the devil come, he coming for your joy. He coming for your relationship with the Lord. He wants you to be defeated. He don't want you to conquer. He don't want you to laugh. He don't want you to be happy. Well, I was so happy yesterday. I rejoice because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 8:10. And when Nehemiah, when the word said the joy, when Nehemiah said the joy of the Lord is your strength, in other words, if we give up our strength, we ain't going to have no joy. We ain't going to have nothing to fight the devil with. Well, I said, Lord, restore back to me the joy of my salvation. Restore back to me how I was happy in you, how I was serving you, no matter what people said, no matter what people did. I kept my joy, and I was able to fight that devil no matter what came my way. Well, yesterday, January the 17th, 2017, I wrote down January the 17th, 2017, and January the 17th, 2016. I said, Lord, you know what? I said, you must gonna bless me in 2017. Well, praise be unto God. You all know the theme, the gifts, not the gifts, but the goals and the dreams. It's going to happen. One of the goals is for me to do what I'm supposed to do with artists. Well, yesterday I told you all, I say I believe in God to bless me. I'm going to thank him. I'm going to thank him in advance. Hallelujah. I'm thanking and praising God. And the gas lady came yesterday, and I witnessed to her about, I told her about artists. Well, she is interested. She said her cousin is interested. Her sister is interested. And I was rejoicing instead of rejoicing. And then, hallelujah, next thing I look around, the devil, I come home and I got a ticket. I get a ticket. I'm like, oh, Lord, no, what happened? Where did I go wrong at? I don't remember running no red light. Well, praise be unto God. The devil was trying to steal my joy, right? I said, no, he ain't going to get my joy. Next thing I look around, here come the devil using this person. And normally I would argue, but I didn't. because I refuse to let that devil have my joy. I know my time is running out, and I don't want to be in the way. But this is what I'm saying to you all saints and to myself. Don't let that devil steal your joy. I said, and the devil heard me yesterday, I told a friend of mine, I said, I'm getting ready to work artist like I'm supposed to. I'm getting ready to help people. I'm not going to get caught up in money. Money is going to come, but I'm going to work artist. No sooner I went to get some alkaline water, the man told me, he said, work your business. He didn't know what I just told the Lord. So I said all that to say this, devil, you still a liar. You not going to get my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to hold on to my joy. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to have peace, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm glad. I'm not sad about my salvation. I'm happy in Jesus. And no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. In the midst of the storm, I'm going to cut a step on that devil in Jesus' name, even if tears be streaming down my eyes. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to keep my joy. God bless you all. I love you all so much in Jesus' name. Back to my sister.
Amen, amen, and amen. Don't let the devil have your joy. Keep your joy. Thank you, woman of God, for that great on-time word. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, will you join me and the rest of the TMC family for a word of prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name for the woman of God today. No matter what trials or tribulations or challenges we may find ourselves in, our strength comes from knowing our joy is in you, Lord, for you are our strength. You are our joy. You are our peace. And Father God, you are our comfort. And so we're lifting up Juanita Kraft and family on the passing of their father. We ask you, Father God, to comfort like only you can. We ask that you continue to minister to them, and thank you for the family. We thank you for his life. And, Lord, we pray that you would comfort and give peace. Lord, we're praying for our doctor, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, on the passing of her cousin, Carrie. Oh, God, when we can't trace your hand, we have to trust your heart in these matters. But, Lord, we do pray for peace. We do pray for comfort for the young widow, Miss Yolanda. We pray for Mother Josie. We pray for all of the Weatherspoons, Lord, that you would give comfort, that you would give peace in their hearts, that they can trust you, Lord, during this time. And, Lord, anyone else that I am not aware of, Lord, I know you know. You're all knowing. You're all, we can look to you, Lord, from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. So we pray for those that are in bereavement, Lord. Lord, we want to lift up our artist family, our Diaz de Leon family, Lord. We ask you in the name of Jesus to please, Father, continue to have your hand upon this awesome family. We ask that you continue to give them the leadership that they need, Father God. We thank you and bless you, Lord, for their yes. Lord, we continue to lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family, and continue to watch over her children and grandchildren and the entire artist life family all around the world, those that have lined with us. As we go through this corporate fast, Lord, we are believing you for great and mighty things, Lord. You never disappoint. And so, Lord, we just thank you, and we bless you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Well, I don't know about you, but I always like to hear the playback. I want to go back and listen to this message, and I invite you to do so. And you can do that by dialing our playback number, and that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. 1-800-585. Now, today is Wednesday, and on Wednesday, every Wednesday, the Power Couple of Health hosts Diamond Presidents Reggie and Queen Victoria Flanagan will be on the morning motivational call today, and the subject is inflammation and mucus. You have any pain in your body, having any mucus in your throat and things, well, there is, you're going to want to tune in and get on that call following this call. That number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294617. And you want to join that call starting up right after this one. Well, I want to take this opportunity and remind you that all roads are leading to Los Angeles, California, March 3rd through the 5th. Go into your back office. Get there. Work your business like never before to earn your way there. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. You don't want to miss it. I want to take this opportunity and thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for greeting and seating us and opening us up with prayer. I want to thank you, Evangelist Minister Wanda Walker, for reminding us that no matter what, we are to remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength. No matter what the demons try to throw our way, we are to keep our joy. Would you please come on back and give us our closing benediction?
God bless you, my sister. I love you, and I thank God for you, Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx. Let us come near to God, and that's what I want more than anything. Thank God for my trials and my tribulations that come to make me, you, strong. I love the artist family. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Keep your joy. Bye.